Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk on a very, very, very snowy, Monday. And I am joined by my friend Mark. Looks like you're out there, or Heather, I guess you're out
this
there.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Montana, where it's warm and sunny today. You've got our weather.
We have your weather. We had a snow today, for God's sakes. It's like, holy cow.
I know.
Yeah, quite exciting. We love snow. I love snow. I always loved, that was always my favorite thing when we were kids and we had a snow day. So even though we didn't have a snow day because I work for myself, I gave myself a snow day today and I went,
good.
I'm just going to pretend I'm snowed in upstate New York. Although I'm snowed in down here in New York City. And I think I see Mr. Mark arriving. There he is. Clicking you in, Mark, I think. We'll see if you're... Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Mark, you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yay. Okay. Hail the gang's all here.
Great.
Yeah, it's always good. We all gather.
First of February.
Gather together. Pardon?
First of February. Amazing, isn't it?
I know. It is. I don't know where January went. I'm like, how did that go by so fast? It feels like it was just yesterday it was the new year,
and
so it goes. Yeah, so busy time in the heavens. We got Mercury retrograde, woo-hoo-hoo, causing a little excitement and, consternation for people, bringing up old people, bringing back ghosts to talk to you from your past, saying, hello, I was thinking about you. And you're like, you were you? And they were like, yes, I was, so I thought I'd call. And you're like, okay. So I love Mercury retrograde. It's in Aquarius. So, again, it's old friends, people you haven't heard from in a while. So I've had a couple people contact me, and it was like, oh, good to hear from you again. So we always encourage you to talk to your ghosts on Mercury retrograde because they usually have something important to say to you. What have you guys noticed about the energy?
On Saturday when it turned retrograde, everything felt like I was walking through molasses. Couldn't do a damn thing. But it began to pick up on Sunday and Monday, as Mercury stationary is always more difficult than Mercury retrograde. So now that it's moving backwards, I am noticing I started working on a manuscript that I started years ago and put down 2 years ago and hadn't picked up yet. So it was interesting to bring back the past and finish up the final pieces or start working on an old project. I think, it's going to be interesting next week when the Trump trial starts and after all of his lawyers quit, five lawyers quit yesterday. But the Trump trial, because that's, again, where the nation goes back and looks at what happens. However it turns out, there is that the need to review the past and to think about consequences of the past. Good, bad, and indifferent, but that's something that is common, and so it's not surprising when you have a national event that calls our eyes back.
Yes, that says, hey, pay attention. We got to figure out what went on here. Yeah. And I think that's really important for folks. It was reminding me, I went back when I was first learning astrology, was the O.J. Simpson trial, and he's born with Mercury retrograde, and of course the verdict came in on a Mercury retrograde for the murder trial, but for the criminal complaint it came in on a Mercury direct. So I'm fascinated. Trump's a Gemini. He has to do everything twice, so he's getting impeached twice, but we're starting the trial on a retrograde. So it'll be interesting to see if they finish it by the time Mercury goes direct on the 20th or if it goes past the 20th into the direct. So I'm like, I love Mercury retrograde. He's kind of cool. And, of course, O.J.'s – they're both about the same age. O.J.'s Uranus was on the United States Mars, and Donald Trump's Sun, Uranus, and North Node are on the U.S. Mars. So we're back doing it again. Of course, the U.S. Mars is in Gemini. This is for the Sibley chart for July 4th, 1776. So it's fast. I mean, I just love astrology in action, And I can safely predict half the country is going to be happy and half the country is going to be unhappy, kind of like with the O.J. trial. But it's one of those you go, okay, let's astrology in action, man. You can't make this stuff up. So But I was thinking about that the other day, and I said to my assistant, I can safely predict half the country will be happy and half the country won't be. You know, it's a win. That is a winning prediction in my book. So, but it does ask us to kind of go back and understand, you know, what we're working with and why we're working, you know, and what that's about. So it's really kind of, I love Mercury retrogrades. He's just such a fun guy. He gets
Mercury
us all excited. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we'll see. And Mark.
There are always two ways of looking, at least two ways. And when Mercury is retrograde, that is easier to do. Because we've already looked at it one way, and now Mercury says, "Well, look at it from over here."
Look at it from another perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. And he encourages us to do that. He's like, you know, I know you think you know the answers, but maybe check it out a little, you know. So.
And with a Mars square, all those Aquarian planets, it's going to be squaring the Sun next, and then it will come to a square to Mercury. Nobody's changing their opinion anytime soon. Everything is at very fixed signs at the moment. Maybe friendly and cheerful about it. You guys line up in Libra, line up in Aquarius. I've noticed people have really kind of chilled out, been a little more friendly, not particularly urgent since Mars has been pulling away from Uranus, and a little bit more like, okay, we can do that. But I don't see anybody changing their opinions anytime soon. Did you see the letter that the Lincoln Project's lawyers wrote to Rudy Giuliani by any chance?
No,
I didn't.
Oh, marvelous
Sounds
letter.
Sounds like a friendly letter.
Yeah, it was, you know, because Rudy Giuliani got on Bannon's show and started accusing the Lincoln Project of doing all kinds of things that they hadn't done. And Bannon was saying, do you have any proof of that? Do you have a name to go with this? Oh, no, I don't have anything. And even Bannon was saying, you're killing me. Like, this is too much. So they, very carefully documented and very funny letter and saying, you know, you retract by February 3rd, and retractions are Mercury retrograde, or we will sue you for defamation. We have a clear case of defamation here. And, you know, it seems to me that if we're not going to, and no one in America really likes the idea of censorship, but if
right.
we're not going to have censorship, then we have to have accountability for what we say. And,
right.
you know, that libel and defamation laws, you know, that if you can't prove what you've said, then either don't say it or claim it as your opinion rather than claim it as a truth. And
right.
I think that's one of the important pieces of working with the shadow side of Neptune and Pisces, which we're right in the middle of this decade of, is how do you parse apart what is inspiration, what is intuition, and what is total imagination. And the people that are actively using their imagination and writing novels are usually pretty clear of what's their imagination and what's the truth. The people that
right.
aren't using their imagination, that aren't giving it a good place to go, I'm seeing a lot of inventing and on all sides, on all political spectrums, where they're just losing their track of what is their theory, what's their idea, and what's actually happening. And I think this is a really important time with this five planets in Aquarius that we ask these questions. You know, Saturn and Jupiter are going to be there all year long. How does the group handle things? I loved how the group, the demos, the people, took down Wall Street last week with their GameStop votes. It was really interesting. And I loved the explanation of what the short fund people were doing around investing in companies, hoping they'll go under because then they make money.
Yep.
It's like the producers only with stock. You know, it's like, oh, thank you. I know, I understand it. So instead of plays. But that looking at the power of the people, how it can be used, how beautifully it can be used when every vote counts, and how it can be abused when you've got a crowd of people that have are an illusion that they're all working behind, as we saw on January 6th, because I can just feel this as prep work for when Pluto goes into Aquarius in a couple of years. And Pluto's going to be in Aquarius for a nice long time. And so how does the power of the people pan out? Where is it useful? Where is it dangerous? And I think we're kind of getting the healing feelings for that this time.
Yeah, well, I think that definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, what do you want to say?
That's
what
we have to pay attention to, because it is practice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if we don't get it right in practice, then when we're out on the playing field, it's not going to go well.
Right. We don't win the game. We
yeah,
go down.
That's all we
tight.
Have practice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are seeing it with the Uranus square Saturn, you know, the taking on authorities and protesting. So we've got a lot of protests in Russia right now over the guy who was poisoned being locked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're pretty violent looking, frankly, you know, the ones that I've seen come across the news media. But it also is like, okay, you know, people are looking and saying, hey, you know, let's change this, or, you know, we can try a different approach. So the people that were doing the buying of the stock to, you know, they were saying AMC and GameStop are going to go out of business, so they were betting they were going to lose. They were going to go away. And people were like, no, we're going to keep them in business. You know? And so they lost $5 billion. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money. But it also was, yeah, you know, we're not going to let them go out of business. We're going to keep them alive. You know, so it's kind of fascinating watching all these different versions of Uranus square Saturn. And remember, mm-hmm. we've got this all year long. So we're going to be watching different forms of it. You know, and the thing I thought it was amazing was Uranus Saturn was AOC and Ted Cruz agreed on something, you know. And I'm like, all right, so we can unite on what we, you know. And she was like, I don't want to play with you because you tried to kill me. But you know, at least he said, AOC, you and I agree on this, you know. So it's kind of like, it's really interesting. It's, you know, it's going to be really interesting keeping track of who's doing what with whom and how the political games roll this year, because or there's the world rolls. I think it's going to be the world is interesting this year, so I'm looking forward to it. Never a dull moment as we sit locked up in the house due to the COVID, right? So it's good. And then the other thing we have this week is Venus has a lot of aspects. She's coming in. She's changing into Aquarius today. And then she is going to come up and square Saturn, join Saturn, square Uranus, and catch up to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this energy is catch up to Mars in a square. So this energy for relationships right now is very fraught for people. People are really kind of, really reconsidering. And, of course, reconsider is work with the stars. They're reconsidering their relationships and saying, hey, you know, what do I really want out of this relationship with you? So this is an excellent time for that energy to take place, too, for all of us to kind of think about, well, what are the relationships we're in and how are they working for us and, you know, what do we want to do about them, if anything? And sometimes it's just, it's just a modification. And other times it's really a reworking and saying, okay, I'm going to have a new relationship to you. And it can be things, too, like I'm having a new relationship to cabbage. You know, like I'm like, all right, I love cabbage. I like it when I cook it. It really makes me feel full. It's not quite as happy as pasta because it's cabbage. But I always have that same sense of, you know, if I use pasta as a comfort food, cabbage is comforting to me. So I was like, all right,
that's
let's
lovely.
Make some cabbage. Yeah, so I think it's, you know, you can have a new, you can negotiate your relationship to anything, you know. The cat and I are renegotiating our relationship because Max is gone. And, you know, he was the younger, and now he's getting rather assertive. And I'm kind of like, wow, like, where did you come from? Suddenly you're Mr. Bossy. But he's the top cat now, you know, and I'm supposed to do stuff for him. And if he doesn't like it, he's yelling at me. And I'm like, you never yelled at me before. Not yelling, but, you know, cat yelling.
Yeah.
Meowing.
Yeah,
like,
yelling.
Not happy
meowing
with the food in the bowl, Ian. So, so I watch all of your relationships get renegotiated this next couple of bits. Because the Mercury retrograde says, I'm thinking we need to make a change here. What do you think we should do? And so, I'm finding it fascinating, people, like, really assessing things in a different way, you know, what's of value to them. So, and as I keep throwing away fish cat food, I'm not going to order anymore. Because I didn't realize he never ate the fish. Max ate the fish.
Interesting.
So I'm going to renegotiate ordering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What have you guys been noticing in terms of that kind of stuff?
Well, there is a kind of a sense of renegotiating in the air. And some of that relates to the pandemic as well, because people have had to make different arrangements. We're using space differently. So how can we
constantly negotiating? And the entire government, you know, all everybody's relationship to the government, to what they're working for, it's what they're backing off against, what they love, what they don't love, is all being reorganized and renegotiated right now. And it's, I see a lot of attitudes shifting and changing, you know, and like, how do you work with what you want while you're renegotiating? And not, you know, a lot of people have just been against for so long, they don't know how to cooperate or work with. And, you know, you have to do, you know, good dog, bad dog. You have to praise the good dogs as well as give the bad dogs a hard time. And so I'm seeing some people renegotiating their whole response to news, to, you know, people that had trouble listening to the news because they had trouble hearing that voice are now listening to the news again. So they want to pay attention to what's going on, and they're changing their relationship to the radio, to TV, to listening to the news, to looking at the newspapers, and getting more involved, which I think is lovely.
Kind of cool. And also with Uranus, with all the planets in Aquarius, it is a time for us to say, okay, like, what is my involvement with my community? What do I want it to be?
Exactly.
And so that's the other part, is I do find people are more interested in, okay, so if that's going to happen, then I have an opinion about what I'd like that to look like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to listen to me? Maybe, maybe not, but at least I'm going to tell you what my opinion is, right? So, yeah, kind of interesting times. So it definitely keeps you moving, right? And then the other thing is we're going towards the new moon, which will be we have tomorrow is Groundhog Day, and that is Candlemas, which is halfway through winter to spring, and it is a cross quarter holiday. So Heather, why don't you tell us a little bit about Candlemas?
Well, yes, Candlemas are Imbolc, which was meant the first lamb's milk. And in the Hopi and southwestern Indian natives used to call this the bean planting day, because they would start plants, and this is the halfway point. And usually it starts the night before, which is either tonight if you want to go for Groundhog's Day, which is tomorrow, and was traditionally a day of animal auguries, which is one reason why we're down to just one poor groundhog in Philadelphia. But it's a good day to listen to the nightingale, to listen to all the words, all the sounds that you hear from animals, anything that you might dream about an animal, any animal you might see, and listen to its advice on this next phase. So combination between that and the deciding to plant your seed. What seeds do you want to plant in this coming spring? Now, another way of figuring out exactly what day it is, if it's not just a calendar, is when the sun is at 15 degrees of Aquarius, when it's halfway through and exactly between the equinox and the solstice. And that's on the 3rd, which is the day after tomorrow, and instead of just February 2nd. So every year that's a slightly movable point. When does the sun hit 15 degrees of Aquarius? And the Druids all practice different days that they practice it on. And then there's always the nearest Saturday that you can gather with your fellows on and do a ritual. But most of us will do some form of ritual either tomorrow or the next day. It's also a traditional time to burn up If you have any Christmas decorations up, take them down. If you have any, and I have a few more to do, if you have any greenery that you brought in over in the fall, left over from Thanksgiving, burn it tomorrow. Release and cleanse. Let go of something that was appropriate to the winter, because the idea is to begin to create a bed for spring and invite spring back. Persephone is just starting to walk up from the underworld and coming closer. Even though there's snowstorms like crazy on the East Coast, the days are growing longer. Spring is coming inevitably, and it's helpful to remember that halfway through this winter, that we are now walking towards spring. And so that's what we see with Volk.
Yeah, which is very cool. And it kind of does invite us to do that little bit of spring cleaning. And I know with Mercury retrograde, like, you know, it's this desire to clean up stuff, fix stuff up. I know I did a bunch of stuff on my website, kind of updated, let me go look at that stuff. You know, it's been a long time since I've looked. So Mercury retrograde also invites you to organize, reorganize, look at your stuff and figure out what you want to do with it. Because he's saying, yeah, you need to change it. When's the last time you updated that? And you're like, God, it's been a while, you know. And earlier today I was doing a presentation and this goat started bleeding in the background. I was talking to somebody in Hawaii. It was a very loud, I'm like, what is that? She goes, it's a goat. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go look up goats to see what the goat was trying to say to me. So thanks for the idea of the animal augury. So like what the animals
Perfect.
Say to you. Yeah, well, Remo's yelling at me about what he wants for cat food, and I guess I should listen to the goat, too. So,
yeah.
Mark, do you have anything you want to add about Candlemas or the cross-quarter day?
It's really nice to look at that as part of a cycle, because it ties the two ends of the cycle together, and it tells us where we're at with actions to take. So
yeah,
it's actually very comforting.
Yeah, I find it a really nice – I always like lighting a lot of candles and hanging out with them, you know, because it's, like, dark. And, today I made cabbage stew, and, you know, it was like, yeah, when I had candlelight with dinner. It was very nice. It's like, you know, celebrating those candles. We forget them and how nice they make us feel, you know. So all good. So I think we should maybe take a call from a listener. You want to pick up – we'll pick up one. I've got a – unless you guys have anything else to say.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, that's all good.
I'm 405-445. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, everybody. Happy Groundhog Day for tomorrow. Sylvia, I don't want a reading. I would like to know, if possible, Ann, I've heard you mention you have a podcast, and could you just give me the name of your podcast, and please spell your last name. And that's all.
My last
and
name is
O
R O R T as in Tom, E L as in Larry, E E. And I have four podcasts. This is one of them. I do one called The Astrologer and the Alchemist, and that's on Saturday mornings with my friend Gemma Jaselas. I do my own all by myself on Sunday nights, which is The Weekly Weather. And then I do one with Amanda Walsh on Astrology Hub, and that's today at noon. East Coast time. Those are all East Coast time. And then I do this one with Heather and Mark today at 9:30, where we take calls from listeners. So those are my four podcasts.
Wonderful.
I like to talk. I'm Aquarius rising.
I can tell.
I tend to be a little long-winded, which is good, you know. You know, you make
it's
a living.
If you're
going to do your long-winded,
podcasts,
it's good
honey,
to make a living
that.
Through talking. Yeah, it's good to make a living through talking. Yeah. So that's the answer. Any other questions, Sylvia? We're good?
Is your first name spelled A-N-N?
A-N-N-E, yeah.
Okay.
A-N-N-E.
Yeah, that's it.
But
so I
answered
the
one with
so
no
E,
too.
I'll
say
yield the floor so you all can take a, I'll yield the floor so you all can take another call. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. And then we'll go for the two. Hi, 206-999. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we
can
hear you. What's your birthday? Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. I listen every week and I never get picked. This is so cool. Okay, April 28th. April 28th, 1972.
Okay.
Columbus, Ohio. 2:08 p.m.
2:08 p.m.
Correct.
2:08 p.m. And what's your question?
I'm working on a book, and just introducing mysticism to the wider culture. I'm just wondering if you see anything about that. I'm just wondering. I'm trying to unite people across polarization.
Mm-hmm. I like
some people like being polarized. I mean, all for that. Some people like being polarized. And I'm also an interfaith minister, and I'm always amazed that people, how much resistance you get when you're looking for the common denominator versus the split. But we see Uranus coming up to your sun in the ninth house of publishing, and so that it looks like it's going to be some real change in your life and in what you are doing out there in the publishing world this year, as especially towards the end of the year, as Uranus goes back and forth over your sun a few times. That's quite exciting. And in 5 months, your progressed moon enters the first house, is in Virgo now. So are you already at the editing stage?
Yes, I am.
Right, because about a month, about 5 weeks ago, your progressed moon went into Virgo and for 2.5 years, which is fabulous for editing and organizing and going over the details and all the nitpicky stuff that you have to do at the end stage of books. So congratulations on that. Looks like good timing.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Anne, what do you see?
Say again. What was the question?
Can you see when I should try to finish it, when I should try to ship it out, get it to my agent?
Yeah. I mean, once the moon goes into the first, which is in about 6 months, that's a good time to send it off for, you know, it's also going to come to square your Saturn in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
So about 5-6 months from now, we can look for the exact date. You're also going to have the eclipses this year up there in your 10th house and 4th, so this spring. I would say during the eclipse season, you know, is a good time to say, okay, let me release it. You've got the node going through your 10th house coming to your Saturn, and that also is a good time to say, okay, because your Saturn's in Gemini, you know, I have this desire to write a book and get it off into the world and teach, help people, you know, kind of find a way. You also have a pretty strong Mercury, so it's a fairly direct and straightforward book, which is nice. And then your Saturn and your Uranus are in a trine this, in your natal chart, and this year they meet up February 17th, so if you don't have an agent, you know, researching one. And then June 14th, they have a square, and they have it involving the degrees of your chart, and then also December 24th. So those would be, you know, days I would kind of shoot for. You have pretty good instincts about when you want to do things. You know, your chart's pretty intuitive on stuff. So, you know, pick a good closing moon. You know, moon in Virgo, moon in Libra, moon in Scorpio, because the moon flows with you those days, and send it off. And it is, it does look like it's successful. So I would be, you know, working and having a good time with it. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it looks like everything's just going to roll. Your job is just to listen to the word yes. Wherever you hear yes, go in that direction.
Oh, I wish I could hear you, Mark, but I didn't.
Oh, I'm saying your job is to listen to the word yes. Wherever you hear the word yes, that's where you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Thank
there's
you.
A lot of yes in your year ahead, basically. You know, so it's like yes, there's a yes. Okay, I'll go that way. Yeah, it really is kind of following the clues, you know, because you're having a big Neptune transit that says, "Trust me, come with me this way, come with me this way." And Neptune and your Saturn are an aspect. So as Neptune continues to roll through your seventh house, he's going to aspect the ruler of you, the ruler of your relationship to the outside world, so it should kind of flow in pretty quickly, I would think. So looks really positive. Congratulations. That's very exciting news. We need more.
Well, thank you
we need
so
more
much.
Community. You're welcome. No, I think we had the British lady say, yeah, the British lady says we're done. So we're going to hang up. Ann Ortley going back into the snowstorm. I'm going to go make myself a cup of mint tea to go along with my cabbage soup sandwich. Signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana.
And Mark Wolf. Goodbye. I linger in Manhattan. And we'll see you all next week.
Wonderful.
Yeah, see you all next
week. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week. So long. Bye.